Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty.
Alicia Keys singing what's become known as the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Well, today, a new documentary will be released exploring the meaning of that song and the meaning of Juneteenth, the Black National Independence Day, June 19, 1865, when word finally got to enslaved people in Texas, then the most remote region of the Confederacy, that a full 2 years earlier, the Emancipation Proclamation had freed them. Juneteenth is next Saturday. The film Juneteenth is a collaboration of 10 Black cultural institutions, including Milwaukee's America's Black Holocaust Museum, Seattle's Northwest African American Museum, and Cincinnati's National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, where we're going to linger a little today. That's Cincinnati's Gaieta African Drum and Dance Theater. They're featured in the film. Asia Harris is with the Cincinnati Center. Asia, we also hear in the film historian Carl Westmoreland say your center is on sacred ground. Remind us.
Yeah, so the Freedom Center is built in downtown Cincinnati in an area that we now call the Banks. There's restaurants, our stadiums for our national teams, but in the past it was known as Little Africa. And that's where free Black citizens formed their own community at the shores of the Ohio River. So the Ohio River was a literal physical divide between the slave state of Kentucky and the free state of Ohio. Ohio's economy was dependent upon the slave economy that supported the neighboring state of Kentucky. So there was a really heavy amount of conflict between pro-slavery empathizers and abolitionists, and Cincinnati citizens had to survive that violence that was sometimes supported by local politics, and the Black population was constantly in danger despite Ohio being free because state laws like the Fugitive Act of 1850 really threatened the life of anyone who was African American. Even though people settled here and lived their lives and started traditions here, they eventually had to flee because the amount of danger here in the state of Ohio.
Well, this is in the mid-1800s. You say the Fugitive Act, even though the state was free, they might have been considered fugitives?
So if you did not have what was called free papers, if you were stopped by someone who was in authority and you didn't have that, then you could be jailed or you could be stolen and kidnapped and taken back into slavery because you had no way to prove that you were not an enslaved person who was known as, yes, a fugitive.
Your name is the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Explain that part, Underground Railroad.
The Underground Railroad was a network of people and organizations that was formed to help people free themselves from bondage. So the Underground Railroad ran all the way from, you know, Louisiana all the way up to Canada. And Ohio specifically was a very, you know, we could say there were many pro-slavery empathizers, but it was also a very busy place for the Underground Railroad. It was close to places like Ripley, Ohio, which was flooded with abolitionists. And, you know, John Parker, John Rankin, some of the more famed abolitionists, they lived there and they really grew strong networks that grew down to Cincinnati, through Kentucky, all the way through the South and back up again to Canada.
Let's hear some of the spoken word portion of the Cincinnati portion of the new film, Juneteenth. First, we hear from Black historian Carl Westmoreland and then poet Gerard Lindsay.
If it were not for communities like Little Africa, a historic moment like Juneteenth may never have occurred. While enduring oppressive laws and violence, the families of Little Africa remained steadfast of being of service to countless freedom seekers escaping slavery.
10. It is more than just a symbol, it's a representation of greatness, perfection, and patience, overcoming anxiety and temptation to arrive at your destination. Everyone cannot give 10 because they do not have 10 to give.
Cincinnati poet Gerard Lindsay. Asia Harris, we also heard from historian Carl Westmoreland. Tell us more about him.
Mr. Westmoreland is our lead historian at the museum, and he actually was responsible for doing a major amount of the research that allowed us to have one of the most major artifacts of slavery in the country, which is a slave pen. So that slave pen actually came from Germantown, Kentucky, and they actually took the slave pen down and put it in its exact form back into the museum. People can see exactly what, you know, conditions these people were living in, and also to be able to reserve, you know, those buildings.
Oh, slave pen. Oof. We'll have pictures from you at herenow.org, but can you describe it?
Absolutely. So my grandmother was very heavily involved in the Freedom Center when I was a child. And when I was 12 years old, she took me to the slave pen in Kentucky on the land still. It was a two-floor building. And the reason that they were able to preserve it so well over time is because after the family who owned that slave pen sold all of their remaining enslaved people, they built a tobacco barn around it. So that was able to keep the building in a much better state than it would have been. Men were living on top, and young children and women were on the first floor. It still has some of its original shackles, the windows, the spacing for where the fireplace was, for where women would have cooked. So it's a very emotional space to be in, but also a very honorable space to see the conditions that our ancestors had to survive but have been able to thrive to now.
I was going to say, must be so chilling.
Yes. Yes, yes. And in the perspective that I have of having been able to stand in it in its original state is a much more intensive experience for me that I'm really grateful for. And I think it influences, you know, what I can do in the museum today.
Yeah. I want to bring in now for just a couple minutes Tiffany Cooper. She's with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. They collaborated with the center on the Cincinnati portion of the film Juneteenth. Tiffany, we also know that the film is an exploration of Lift Every Voice and Sing, as we said, written as a poem by NAACP leader James Weldon Johnson in the 1900s, then set to music, sung by a choir of 500 school children to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday, also performed by your orchestra.
Yes. So Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Black National Anthem, is something that is really important to the African-American music repertoire. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra has an annual program every year recognizing the contributions of African-Americans to music. And we start our program off or end our program every year with this very important piece of music, this idea of Black liberation and the contributions that the Black community has made to this country.
Let's listen. Tiffany, we know the song was adopted by the NAACP, used as a rallying cry during the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s. What does it mean to you?
It moves me personally to tears each time that I hear it played, whether it's sung or whether it has the orchestra backing it, because it really does speak to our experience and our desire to be fully embraced as Americans.
Yeah, it's a prayer. Asia Harris?
To me, I didn't grow up in a community where we really celebrated Juneteenth. So to be a part of a community now in a nation that seems to really have an awakening to recognize how significant this is to us just feels really special. For the museum, our contribution was based off the word perseverance. And that's one of our main pillars in the museum that we celebrate along with courage and freedom. And we just want to really highlight how we've persevered through music, through art, through spoken word, even through things like these artifacts that we have to understand the conditions and to really, you know, channel our ancestors and make them proud about the accomplishments we've been able to make despite, you know, the circumstances that we've been through.
Yeah. That's Asia Harris from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center in Cincinnati. We also spoke to Tiffany Cooper from the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Both of them worked on the new film Juneteenth. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.